Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Corey Taylor. How you doing, Corey?
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time. Lots to talk about, as usual. Let's first start with Ozfest meets Knotfest. You played with Stone Sour, but Slipknot obviously didn't play. What are the key factors necessary for a Slipknot festival to exist without Slipknot?
Good bands, really. I mean, you know, I feel like we built the foundation strong enough with the talent, the acts, the attractions, like all the cool stuff that kind of comes around with it, right? We built it strong enough that now it's like Lollapalooza. You know, Jane's Addiction didn't headline every year of Lollapalooza because it was about the festival. It wasn't just about the band. It was about the festival. And that's really what we want to do. It's we want to build something where it's a showcase for our genre, not just for us as a band, but for our genre. So I feel like we've created, you know, we set the concrete. Now we can start stacking the bands and putting together something really cool, even when we're not there.
Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie from the latest Stone Sour album, Hydrograd. This is Fabulous. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. And Corey, your new book, Area 51, A Probe into the Realities That Are Hiding Inside the Greatest Country in the World, is a commentary, it's a long title, a commentary on America. What scares you most about the realities of contemporary America?
It's a very violent place right now. Whether the pundits or the strategists or the, you know, the columnists, whether they want to admit it or not, there is a fractious factor going on in America right now, and our so-called president is not doing us any goddamn favors by catering to a very minuscule part of his base, and we saw that with that pathetic press conference, because no one's going to tell Donald J. Trump how to speak or be whatever. He put every goddamn foot in his goddamn mouth that he could possibly shove in there, and he just basically showed that he's all ego, all talk, and no leader. So I think we're kind of at a point where the rest of our government needs to step up, needs to show some type of leadership, or they're all gonna go, because the rest of us in the middle are tired of it. We're tired of the zealots on both sides. We're tired of the violence that erupts when both sides attack each other, for better or for worse. We're tired of this because we're the ones carrying America, but we don't get any of the coverage. You know, it's all the violence, it's all the sensationalism that gets all the coverage. Meanwhile, we're stuck in the middle going, nobody represents us. Why don't we have a voice? So it's my usual painfully honest, angry, hopefully a little humorous self, unfortunately coming at a time when maybe we need a little bit to think about and a little bit to laugh about to kind of get us through the next couple of years.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gotta take a quick break, but still to come tonight, music from Metallica, Slipknot, of course. We'll be giving away copies of the latest Slipknot DVD. I've got tickets for the Anthrax Killswitch Engage show, music from Motorhead, and more with our guest, Corey Taylor. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor is our guest on the show tonight. And Corey, Clown has said that there are almost 30 pieces of work written for Slipknot. What does that mean in terms of the length of the next album, and do you have any ideas when it might be released?
I have no idea. I haven't even heard any of this stuff. In true Slipknot fashion, I'm being told through the press that this is all going on. So it is what it is. I'm sure it's. I can guarantee you that it's very creative. I can guarantee you that it's dark. I can guarantee you that it's going to be unlike anything I've ever heard before, because I know his mind. I know Jim's mind. I'm just really looking forward to hearing it when I'm allowed to hear it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. Right now I've got new music from Five Finger Death Punch. They recently announced a greatest hits album that's coming out on December 1st with two new songs. Here's one of them. This is Trouble on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor of Stone Sour and Slipknot on the show with us tonight. You spent the summer touring with Stone Sour. There's possible new Slipknot music on the horizon. How difficult is the transition and readjustment from one band back to the other?
It's not as difficult as you think, you know? I mean, you know, by the time that I'm done with one, I'm kind of starting to get in the mindset of the other, you know? So, I mean, we've still got another year and a half of touring with Stone Sour to go before I even start to kind of feel the twinge of Slipknot. But by the time I'm done doing that, I know that I'll be in the mood to really focus on something a little more, less rock and roll, a little more heavy, like a little more brutal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad that Stone Sour started to kind of go in that hard rock direction. So it really becomes even easier to differentiate between the two. You know, we've got a really great rock and roll style going on with Stone Sour right now, and it allows Slipknot to have that kind of that lethal bent, that kind of melodic murder that we kind of do, you know?
Melodic murder. I love that. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor with us. Still to come, I'll be giving away a copy of the Slipknot Day of the Gusano DVD. Music from Slipknot. We'll have Corey pick a tune. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor of Stone Sour and Slipknot on the show with us tonight. And Corey, the deaths of Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington startled the rock community. What resonates with you about them to make you even more of an advocate for understanding mental health?
Just knowing that it's something that I've fought with, I've struggled with my whole life, and knowing that I have friends the same way. You know, I mean, I was friends with Chester, you know. I knew Chris, but we weren't friends. Obviously, I mean, he was a peer and he was somebody I looked up to. But Chester really resonated with me just for the fact that, like, you know, we had gotten really close in the last year or so. And, it's, you know, it set my feet and kind of set my tone in motion to make sure that the message is clear for people out there who struggle with it like I do, that there are people to talk to. There are people who will listen. Maybe you don't even need help. You just need someone to listen. And that in itself is a helping hand, you know? My main mission is to let people like me, like them, know that they are not alone. They don't have to suffer alone. It may feel like the loneliest place on the planet, and it may feel like trying to move through wet cement to try and lift your hand up to ask for help. But once you do, there will always be a hand there, whether it's mine or people way more qualified than I am to help. There are people out there who will help. And, you know, a sidebar of that is that I feel like more people who don't know the struggle need to educate themselves, because they can be a part of the problem, the misunderstanding, the apathy, the ignorant apathy that happens. The people just saying that, you know, just shake it off, you'll get over it. That's not the way this works. It is a lifelong struggle that It needs empathy. It needs understanding. It doesn't need cold indifference. So that's what that's the message that I'm trying to carry to people.
Corey Taylor is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Slipknot, by the way, just recently put out the Day of the Gusano release. I've got a DVD up for grabs. Caller 20 at 800-955-KLOS. It's yours. DVD furnished by Eagle Rock Entertainment. Slipknot on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor of Stone Sour and Slipknot with us on the show tonight. Your son, Griffin, joined you on stage on this summer's Stone Sour tour, which was so cool to see a video of that surfaced. From your perspective, you know, as an industry veteran and also a dad, how do you feel about your kid potentially wanting to get into the business?
Honestly, that was the most proud I've ever been in my life. I'd never experienced that type of feeling resonating, you know? For me, it's like, you know, I kind of have to resign myself to the fact that he wants to be in the business, you know? I worry that he's, you know, that he'll have it even tougher than I did because he'll be compared to his old man for his whole career, and that's not fair to him. But if that's what he's passionate about, I mean, he's so much better than me in so many other different areas that it's not even funny. So, you know, I'm going to be supportive. I'm going to make him get a goddamn education first. But, you know, when the time comes and if that's what he wants to do, then I'm going to support him 110%.
Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor is with us on the show. The latest Stone Sour album is called Hydrograd, and it's out there. And of course, Slipknot recently released the Slipknot Day of the Gusano DVD. So that is out there. Corey, thank you, as always, for taking the time.
All good. Anything for you, Jack.
Hey, that's about it for me tonight. Again, it's Full Metal Jackie. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11 for Whiplash. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, at Full Metal Jackie. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Leaving you off this evening with Faith No More. See ya.